So thank you indeed, Mary. And finally this evening, I just want to invite Cardinal Oscar Rodriguez Maradiaga, who comes from Tegucigalpa in Honduras, Central America. That may seem very exotic, and it is indeed to our present location, but Cardinal Rodriguez Maradiaga is no stranger, actually, to the college, because he has been here before. And you may well remember, some of you, gave the Trocar lecture not all that many years ago. That's a very much important part of his work, because he's also president of Caritas International, which is really the umbrella group for the Trocar-like agencies throughout the world. So you can imagine that brings him to a lot of engagements right across the globe. But we're delighted that he has found time in his schedule, both with his own diocesan responsibilities at home and also his international duties, to be with us here and to share a few thoughts with us as we begin our International Theological Symposium. So, Cardinal Rodriguez Maradiaga, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Monsignor. Thank you, Professor Leahy. Thank you, all of you. I'm delighted to be here for many reasons. First of all, I always love Ireland since the first time I came long, long time ago. Then, because I have a close friendship with Archbishop Martin since he was in Rome as Secretary of Justice and Peace. I belong to that dicastery in the Vatican, and we work together very closely with Cardinal Echegaray. Then, because in 1998 we had a very serious hurricane that destroyed great parts of Honduras, and we had the privilege of having not only Trocara that has been helping us for a long time, but also Mrs. McAleese, who visited with us as in the post she was having at that time as Prime Minister. And then we had also Irish troops that were helping us in the aftermath of that terrible hurricane. And recently there is another very good relationship with Ireland and Honduras, because not only Bishop Smith from the Diocese of Meath visited with us, and since then we have a bridge of solidarity between the diocese and the Archdiocese of Tegucigalpa, but also because the last bishop in our bishops' conference, the last appointed just recently, is from Ireland. It's Bishop Lenny Hahn of a new created diocese in Honduras. So these are many, many reasons why I am here. I have to tell you first that I'm so happy, because I believe this symposium will bring a lot of strength and light, and especially happiness, to all Catholics, because our goal in the evangelizations, in the evangelization, is to bring happiness to all the people. The gospel is a fountain of happiness and holiness as well. And so every time we are reflecting on the center of our faith, that is the Eucharist, we are strengthened and we are encouraged to continue our Christian life, and especially the missions. Ireland has been in the past an example of missionaries, and I am very much convinced that Ireland will continue in that service to the Universal Church. And of course, in my capacity as President of Caritas Internationalis, I have to thank publicly the big help of Trocara, being a small development and Christian agency, has been very active, especially in Central America. We have also the happiness to have with us a lady who is the representative of Trocara, Sally O'Neill, who is Irish as well, but Honduran as well. And we love her very much. And he gives all what she has in his bright personality in order to serve, in order to love, in order to help the poorest of the poor. The Eucharist has, of course, a lot to see with the charitable action of the Church, because it's the fountain of love, the fountain of charity. Without the Eucharist, Caritas Internationalis could not be present as it is now in 164 countries of the world. We are more than the United Nations, of course, because the United Nations is only working in politics and many speeches. We are working in concrete love and serving and trying to alleviate poverty in the whole world. And of course, I greet you all and I thank you, because all what you will do through the media to take this message of this symposium and especially of the Congress to all the families in Ireland will result in more solidarity among yourselves first and among the rest of the countries, because we are only one church and communion is our main goal. Thank you.
So thank you, Cardinal Rodriguez Maria Viaga. Martin Long is not a stranger to you, so I'm going to ask Martin now to direct the remainder of the proceedings.